Welcome to the Hypnosis NGH podcast. This podcast series offers a fun and serious look at hypnosis and offers various ideas, discuss case studies, along with NGH educational opportunities.
And right now I have the pleasure of talking to Sunil Prakash. How are you today, sir?
I'm good.
And tell me a little bit about your practice, the work that you do, and then we'll take it from there.
Right. Okay. I'm coming from India, and I've been coming here for the last 4 or 5 conferences. I take interest in this conference because I get a lot of things to learn from people. People come from different walks of life, different modalities. How they are practicing, what things they are doing, that gives me an impression so that I can complement with what I am already doing.
Mm-hmm. What were you doing before you became a hypnotist? How do you, like, what was your
life? See, that? If you go to my life, you know, today also I'm a businessman.
Ah.
I'm running an export company from India.
Mm-hmm.
But healing is my passion.
I love this.
And I picked up when I was in school age. I used to read books on child psychology.
Wow.
I don't know from where that came into me. So I worked, developed that, used it on the children. But then it was the divine time that brought me here into the healing practice. It was in 2008 that I met a psychologist. I had certain questions to be answered. And I knew the answer. And the psychologist gave me the same answer, what I need. He said, you know, see, I'm looking for some solution.
Yeah.
You are giving me the same problem. But where is the solution?
Mm-hmm.
So that was the first time that I Googled and found out about hypnotherapy.
Wow.
And there was no returning back, you know. Yeah. No looking back after that.
Mm-hmm.
Within a period of 1 year, I completed my course. And next year, I did my teacher's training program.
Wow.
So I'm a master trainer.
Excellent.
And since 2009, I'm conducting classes and training hypnotherapists in India.
In India. How is the acceptance in India?
In India, previously, there was a big taboo mm-hmm. about hypnosis. Don't look into the eyes.
Yeah.
He will take out everything what you have got. But now, the concepts have totally changed. People take it as a necessity
mm-hmm.
because a lot of stress is going on at every level,
mm-hmm.
at the job level, at the house level, at the family levels. And India, being a joint family system, more stress is there because the in-laws, you know. In-laws have a different concept of living. I am a new cultured person.
How does that work?
I see how the world is moving.
Yeah.
So my concepts are changing.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always a clash going on
Interesting.
Between the in-laws and me and my husband.
Interesting.
And most of the time, the husbands are of the mummy's boys. So again, I'm left alone.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's where, you know, hypnosis plays a very, very important role. What I've seen, relationship issue is a big issue coming up. Why is it coming up? There is a reason for that. I always try to see myself as a best person.
As a what?
As a best person.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. I am the best. The other is wrong. That is the concept going on in the humanity.
Yes.
I never try to think from the concept of why the other has developed that idea about me. That means you cannot clap with single hand. You need two people to clap together, two hands.
Right.
That means there is something there which I might have done, due to which the other person has framed that opinion about me.
How we project on each other.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if I understand that what I wrong I did, due to which the other frame that impression about me, I will think from the other's perspective. And the moment I think from the other's perspective, I'm open to communication. I can communicate, I can talk, I can fight out and resolve.
Mm-hmm. when you're in India, do you find that there's more misunderstanding of hypnosis? And maybe when you come here to this country, do you still feel like you have to really educate people how safe it is? Or do they? Because my understanding of it, don't get me, say this right. It seems like your culture has more preventative ideas already than we do in the Western world. So in a way, I think it would be more accepted, but maybe I'm wrong. You know what I'm trying to say?
If I go from the Indian rituals and the systems over there,
mm-hmm.
we already had the concept 1,000 years back in hypnosis.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the spiritual leaders and the gurus never allowed it to come into public.
Mm-hmm.
Right. In West, it has been made public.
Yeah.
And here the people are more open. In India, people are a little still reserved about it.
Mm-hmm.
They think, you know, if they will come for a session, they will come very silently. Nobody should see me.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to a hypnotherapist.
Going to the hypnotherapist, yeah.
Yes. Otherwise, the concept is he's a mad person.
Interesting. So you have a lot to overcome to do your work.
Yeah, now it is becoming very popular.
Yeah.
People have opened up. We are into the modern society. We understand everything. And everything is understanding. And everybody is going into for hypnosis. It has opened up a lot.
Do you have a particular like niche or type of person that you like to work with, like a type of client? Or
I take everybody.
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 I love that.
From a small child to the 80-year-old. Because everybody has some problems.
Absolutely. Out there. Yeah.
And even I find that in medical hypnosis, it's also very, very effective.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Pre-surgery, post-surgery traumas are there.
Absolutely.
Postpartum is there. And even I have taken up cases where physically, according to the medical terms, a woman or a man is perfect to reproduce.
Mm-hmm.
The organs are perfectly fine, but still they are not able to bear a child. Because you're not trying to tap the back part of it. Maybe a curse, maybe some spirit attachment,
mm-hmm.
maybe abortions are there.
Mm-hmm.
There are various reasons where I have seen in my practice that when I give the healing within a period of a month, 2 months, that lady becomes pregnant.
Wow. That's pretty good.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
And where she had been to all the medical traumas,
mm-hmm.
she had taken all the best medical advice, even IVF had failed.
Wow.
6
powerful
tries of IVF failed. And that. 1 session of home therapy.
She could have saved a lot of money starting with you first. Assuming.
So we are conducting a course which is called as Fertility Dictates. It's a 2-day course for those who are volunteers in
Manipur. You're teaching this in India.
I'm teaching.
In New Delhi, that's you said where you are? Wowie, wowie.
And very effective.
I'm sure. So tell me about what you're teaching at the conference. Here at the conference.
Yeah, here, you know, this year I have got 2 subjects. One, I'm talking about the mental bank. It's called as mental vault.
Mm-hmm.
Mental bank is a name coming from HMI.
From where?
HMI.
HMI, okay.
They started this concept of mental.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
I have modified it.
Okay.
And I'm using the word the mental vault. The mental vault is a concept that we are using where we are saying that every day we are doing certain daily choras. In that daily chorus, something is good happening and something is bad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. We usually forget what bad we have done. We don't take any cognizance of that. But then, over the period of time, that bad becomes a habit. And then it becomes addiction.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't realize initially. Now, how do I quantify my good things and the bad things? There is no way of quantifying them.
Right.
So I have introduced the concept of money. I say, let everything good or bad we assign a monetary value to it.
I love this.
When we assign a monetary value to it, then at the end of the day, in the night, I just write a journal. This much good things, this is the money I have earned. Bad things, this is the money I have lost. So at the end of the day, I balance out.
How do you usually end up?
We write up a journal.
No, but you're usually in the plus or the minus?
I'm in the plus.
I put you on the spot.
But this is for those who are perpetual.
Yeah, this is a great analogy because everybody can relate to money.
Now, I have a habit of getting late in the morning. Right?
No offense. That's not a habit. That's part of your culture, sir. Right?
No, not my culture, but I'm generally talking of humanity.
Okay. Because
certain
I'm
people
there.
Are perpetual late risers.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I give a negative point for that.
Okay.
Right. When I set my goals in the beginning, I say, okay, I have to get up at 6 in the morning. Now, in a month, 15 days, I get up at 6:30.
Uh-oh.
Why? I'm lazy. I want to sleep half an hour more. I give a negative point. So at the end of the month, I see, okay, this is the area where I have been perpetually doing something wrong. I need to work on it.
So do you give, you work this with yourself, but also you have your clients do this too. Do they come up with the amount of money that they're going to put each thing, or do you give them the monetary value?
I have a concept here, which is there in the book.
Mm-hmm.
Based on that concept, we assign a certain monetary value.
Okay.
This monetary value we assign on the basis of what is my monthly expenditure. So when I talk of my monthly expenditures, that means this month I have to spend that much of money on gas. Correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I calculate per hourly basis. That what is my per hourly basis expenditure that I have to earn.
Interesting. Yeah.
So in the book, we have totally described, you know, my positive things, my negative things. Suppose this month, my dad's birthday is there. If I be wishing, I do a good thing, he'll be very happy. And when he'll be happy, I give assign bonus marks.
Oh, you get the bonus marks. Dad's happy, we're good.
Yes.
I like that a lot.
Usually forget that, you know, in our work and deep-rooted work, you know, we don't get that much of time.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I might forget wishing him. But if I wish him, I get a bonus point.
I love this.
And if I wish him every day when I get up and just say good morning, how good he will feel.
And it doesn't take much to just say good morning.
Nothing, just good morning.
Yeah.
So that is the point of the money I have earned by doing good things.
Mm-hmm.
So that is my earning. I have already calculated hourly basis cost. That cost I assign to good things and the bad things.
So when you're working with clients, it would seem that you're helping them shine a flashlight onto that unconscious negative chatter that we do a lot, like the complaining.
Correct.
So it helps them realize, whoa, I complain a lot. So then in hypnosis, you help them.
So once I know what is my area,
mm-hmm,
where I need to change, hypnosis, take it into trance.
Yeah.
Bring about a change in the rescript his life. You know?
Yeah.
But that up till now he was not aware what is happening.
Exactly.
Where is my fault?
Yeah.
What wrong things I'm doing? But by this, I can quickly find out where my problem is.
I really like that because it's, again, helping them be accountable for both positive and negative, however we want to label it. So they're learning how to be accountable for themselves versus being a victim and everything. Yeah.
Usually what happens, you know, I take it, you know, nagging. That's my daily routine thing. But it is wrong. When I give negative answer money to it, I'm losing money here. This is the area I definitely should change in.
Yeah.
So that's how, you know, I'll bring a change in myself.
Yeah. Wow.
So that is the concept which has been there in the mental vault too.
The mental vault. I really enjoy that.
Rewire your brain just in 5 minutes.
Say that again.
rewire your brain in 5 minutes.
5 minutes, wow.
Because 5 minutes is the time you need for the writing of the day's journal.
Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, you're rewiring your brain based on
what you did.
The mental vault that you either let in or let out. That's really interesting. So when you're in India, how do you attract clients? How do people find you?
In India, networking, mm-hmm. word of mouth, number one, satisfied mm-hmm. customers.
They're, I'm sure you have a lot.
They are the best.
Yep.
Because it's about 14 years now. A good
network. Good for you. Based. Yeah, it's a long time to be in this business. Good for you. Yeah.
And then, social media is there today. That is the most popular way.
Yeah.
Advertisement doesn't. Because the ad life is hardly 15 minutes mm-hmm. till the time you're seeing the newspaper.
Yes.
15 minutes. After that, you just show the newspaper.
Yeah.
So, social media is the best right now.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have different conferences coming here, networking people.
Yeah.
And NGH has given me a lot.
It's a great organization.
It's a great organization.
What do you enjoy the most about learning? What's your interests when you come here at a conference? What do you like to learn?
Try to find out different modalities.
Mm-hmm.
And then how the same thing is being done differently by different people.
That's what I found interesting.
Everybody is not using the same concept,
That's what I like to tell my students, that we give you like a backbone in the curriculum, and then you're going to fill it in with your muscles, with your all that, and you fill it in with your own style of creativity.
Yes.
And you have a book?
I have three books.
Three books. They're called, what are the names of your books?
One is The Mental Vault.
The Mental Vault.
Another is You Don't Die Empty, You Die Enriched.
You Don't Die Empty, You Die Enriched?
Yes.
Ooh.
Another concept.
I like that one.
People say when you die, you don't carry anything. All the material things will remain here. I said, fine. But there is something beyond the material thing. What good deeds you have done?
Oh, you're taking the money with you.
No,
no, but the
money remains.
I know, but they added the energy of the vault, of the positive.
That's right. Now, here, the important thing that works is the karma theory.
The
karma theory, reincarnation.
Yeah.
So in India, karma theory is very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
What is the purpose of my life? Why I am here? Because the deeds I did in the last life. I've come here to settle that score with the people with whom I had to take or give in the previous life.
My children's dad was from India, and he used to say, I must have done something really bad to get you. And we loved each other dearly, but that was his job. I must have done something really wrong in my past life.
See, why we are sitting together, we must have had some past life connection.
I hope it was a good one. Because I'm really enjoying this. No, there's a definite affinity. There's an affinity here.
Yes.
And I feel it. And I felt it immediately when you walked up. And I've never met you.
Yeah.
But this is what the kinship is, spiritual kinship in my world.
Then another book I've written is Life is Naughty After 40.
Life is not?
Naughty.
Life is not naughty?
N-A-U-G-H-T-Y. Naughty.
Life is
after 40.
Life is naughty after 40. Yes, sir. Let's talk about this.
People say after 40, I'm done.
Oh, I'm just getting started.
It's not that. That is where life starts.
Interesting. So how does your book address that?
It applies to both the males and the females. Even the males can start. And why shouldn't you enjoy after 40?
Exactly.
That is where, you have to work. After 40.
Mm. You're just breaking all the molds.
And then the last one I've written is In Search of a Tiger.
In Search of a Tiger.
Tiger. Everybody has a tiger inside.
Yeah.
This inspiration came to me that when I went to one of the national park in searching for a tiger.
Did you find one?
In India.
Did you find one?
So when I went there, I found everybody, all the different animals, birds, but not the tiger.
Hmm. So what is your book? How does your book address that?
No, I'll give you a copy.
I'm sorry.
I'll give you a copy, You read that. There is a tiger in everybody. You have a tiger, I have a tiger. And that tiger is making me do things what I want to do and the way I want to. Your tiger may be furious. My tiger may be a calm one. When you are furious, you may become narcissist.
Yeah.
You may be very abusive in your life. If I'm pretty calm, I'm always there to help people. So that is the tiger, how the raw tiger is behaving.
Interesting.
Then not me only, all the people on the street vendor, the cobbler, the sweeper, all these people, they have a tiger inside. It is a different concept. That their tiger has got a different purpose.
Yeah.
But they too have a tiger inside.
Which means everybody has a purpose. Which if we bring it back to hypnosis, hypnosis can help people separate the chatter inside to find their purpose.
Correct.
In my world, I help people find their noble purpose or express the greatness they came here to express.
Yeah.
But it's all the same energy.
Yeah.
You are a delight. You're an absolute delight to talk to.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being here. Is there anything else that you'd like to share that you didn't get to say that I didn't ask you or anything else you want to... Is there anything I didn't ask you that you'd like to talk
about? No. I think you have done a great job. And the second concept I have, tomorrow is my session, which is the importance of venting.
The importance of ending?
Venting.
Oh, venting?
Everybody has got something inside. Childhood trauma, maybe. My very good days in the childhood, I was very happy. On a birthday, I want to share it. But I don't get a time to share. I don't get people to share. I store inside. And when I store inside, it is going to impact my body, physically.
Absolutely.
Somewhere or the other.
Yeah.
So it is very, very important for us to vent out. Once I vent out, see what happens. You have a glass full. You want to add another pinch of water. If you don't empty the glass, how will you add that another pinch of the water?
Yeah, it's going to overflow.
So is my body.
Yeah.
I'm totally full of my thoughts, my emotions, my mental traumas. I need to vent them out. Then only I am going to give way for not something positive to come
in. In order to create, you need to destroy. Do you have a technique to help people vent out?
Oh, yes.
Just
I'll be doing practical exercise and experiential.
Very cool. Very cool. So thank you for letting me talk to you today.
My pleasure.
The best of everything
to you. It was lovely talking to you.
Absolutely. I hope I talk to you again.
You made me come out with so many things for the audience to understand and get the know-how of it.
Hopefully, yes, and keep tuning in. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Hypnosis NGH podcast. You're welcome to share your ideas for future podcasts by emailing us, nghpodcast@ngh.net.